AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate Homeland Security Committee is hearing from government officials on security concerns after undercover agents were able to slip fake weapons and explosives past TSA airport screeners. John Roth, Inspector General with the Department of Homeland Security, says his team's uncovered major flaws in the TSA system.
We remain deeply concerned about its ability to execute its important mission.
Air Marshal Robert McLean tells the committee that the government isn't using its security people correctly.
Take more TSOs off checkpoints, get exhausted air marshals out of airline chairs, and deploy them deep inside the bowels of the train stations and airports to do traditional foot patrol.
Roth's office says the TSA cleared more than 70 airport workers for access to secure areas, even though they might potentially be security threats. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is appear for arraignment this afternoon in Chicago. He faces two federal charges for agreeing to pay $3.5 million to someone from his days as a high school teacher to not reveal a secret about past misconduct. Federal prosecutors say Hastert broke banking laws by withdrawing hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and lying about the money when he was questioned by the FBI. AP's Michael Tarm has more.
In most situations, defendants do enter not guilty pleas. We could be surprised. Defense lawyers sometimes tell judges that they are holding plea talks with the U.S. Attorney's Office.
A person familiar with the allegation says the payments were intended to conceal claims Hassert sexually molested someone decades ago. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls is defending himself against accusations from within his party that he's leading a jet-setting lifestyle that's inappropriate for a socialist. Valls used a government-owned jet on Saturday to fly to a soccer final between Barcelona, a team he supports, and Juventus in Berlin. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 16. This is AP Radio News. San Francisco Board of Supervisors looking at a trio of proposals that would place warnings on ads for sodas. Sandy Kozel has more.
The sugar-sweetened beverage warning ordinance would require health warnings on advertising within city limits, on billboards, walls, the sides of cabs, and buses. Supporters and opponents say San Francisco would be the first place in the country to require warnings on ads for soda, which is linked to rotting teeth and obesity. It's one of three anti-soda proposals on today's Board of Supervisors agenda. But a spokesman for the State Beverage Association says the ordinance is a scare tactic that would do little to educate consumers on health concerns. I'm Sandy Kozel.
New Hampshire's highest court says the conduct of a band of self-styled Robin Hoods who feed parking meters while following meter readers is protected under the First Amendment. But the court also says the city of Keene has the right to ask for an injunction for a buffer zone between the meter feeders and meter readers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.